This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Do you think the Chiefs are better? Like, if I read you their team that they fielded for the AFC Championship game, maybe you want to pick the Super Bowl. That's fine. Do you think the Chiefs are better? Because they are done, right? Like, there are no more significant moves happening for the Kansas City Chiefs. This is their team for the most part. I don't even really know where they would add a veteran at this point. Maybe they pick up a veteran running back. Like, maybe they go get Nick Chubb, for example, but I don't want Nick Chubb. Are they better than they were? Because in a lot of ways, maybe this is like a bad way of feeling. I feel like they're the same, which is not a bad thing in any way. I mean, that's a team that won 17 games last year, a team that won the AFC and went to the Super Bowl. And maybe having an expectation that the Chiefs were going to be better is a false premise because of how good they were. But, I mean, I guess by definition, a team that was not good enough to win the Super Bowl last year and was not close in their game, it is weird to feel like they are the same as last year, but also not feel like that is potentially a bad thing that they are the same team as last year.
So I do not believe they are better. I don't think they're worse. I think they're the same. But I also think your point, the second point there, I think there was room for improvement, and I don't believe they have. Because at the end of last season, let's just use the end of the season, they were going into the season, they needed a new left tackle. They probably needed a new left guard, or they had to make some decisions at left guard. They had to make some decisions at right guard. They had to make some decisions at running back. Like, that was the offensive, what we have to get done. That was kind of the thought process. And receiver, because those are the decisions they had to make. Looking at the way the Chiefs handled it, I don't know if they got any better. There was room for improvement. There was room. You could have signed and drafted a running back other than Breshard Smith and Elijah Mitchell and Kareem Hunt. You could have improved that room. Jalen, I know they tried. There was reports they were at least trying for Ronnie Stanley. But getting the Niners backup left tackle is not, man, we've made massive improvement. There was room for improvement there. They got worse at left guard. Like, Joe Tooney's great. So now you created a hole. And I like Hollywood Brown. You like Hollywood Brown. Hollywood Brown is exactly what Hollywood Brown is. He is a play 13 to 15 games a season guy. He's going to get you like 500 to 700 yards. There was a chance to add more dynamicism in that room. So I just disagree with the notion that there was very little room for improvement. There was room. They took the path of, we're going to do what we know, and we're going to take what we know better than the wild card of what could be.
But maybe, and I think this is clearly the message that the Chiefs sent this year, is I don't know if the Chiefs built a better roster than they did last year. But I do think there is an expectation of, we're just not going to get hit with the injury bug that we did last year.
And I'll tell you, hazard up, that's a bad plan to bank on, because football is an inherently physical sport.
You're right, but I would say there aren't too many teams last year that had the amount of success that the Chiefs did that lost their number one running back in the first month of the season, lost their number one and number two wide receiver in the first month of the season, and still had the success that the Chiefs had. So it seems to me like maybe necessarily the Chiefs weren't trying to build this dynamic, drastically improved roster, but They are better now at running back than they were in the Super Bowl simply because Isaiah Pacheco was not healthy in February. We believe that he is going to be healthy in September for this team. At wide receiver, I mean, I'm looking at their 1-2-3 in the Super Bowl. They had Xavier Worthy, Juju Smith-Schuster, and DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins, it is over. Like, DeAndre Hopkins' career as a viable, very productive wide receiver in this league is over. I would argue that it probably is that same way for Juju Smith-Schuster, too. So you went into the Super Bowl, and I know that you guys think they lost because of their offensive line. You had a running back who was not productive for the second half of the season. Juju, who now you think could be your fifth receiver. DeAndre Hopkins, who I think is done. That was your offensive skill position players. Now, if you play the Eagles tomorrow, you think you got a healthy version of Isaiah Pacheco. You will see where Rashee Rice is, but you didn't have access to him for, what, the last 4 months of last year. And you also get Hollywood Brown back, who just, he got there late, didn't have a normal offseason, didn't have all of those things. So I guess to summarize it is, I don't know if you can argue that the Chiefs are better based on their outside moves. I don't think they really went out and really swung big on a lot of moves. I think they made a lot of smart moves. They are better at cornerback, in my opinion. I think that's maybe the only place you can argue in terms of outside moves that they're better. But I think the Chiefs are betting on the fact of they're going to be better this year offensively simply because they are betting that they are going to be a healthier offense this season than they were last year.
I actually understand and agree with your point about the health. I would just say this about banking on health. Some of the names of the players they are banking on being healthier in 25 than they were in 24 are guys who have a little bit of a track record of getting injured. Isaiah Pacheco, since becoming a full-time starter with the Chiefs, has missed games every season since becoming a full-time starter. Juju Smith-Schuster is, when they signed him out of New England, the thought was, oh, he's the health is a real problem. Hollywood Brown, there's going to be a time this summer where the text line tells me Hollywood Brown's going to break out. He's not. He's consistently hurt. That is something that happens to him almost every season. The Rashee Rice one, I'll give you, is probably a little bit of a freak injury. It happened on an interception. We'll push him to the side.
I think you could argue that too for Hollywood Brown.
But he's other injuries in his career have also piled up. It's not the first time he's taken an injury. So, yes, they are relying on health, and they will probably be healthier because they got a bad string of health luck. But it's not like the guys they're relying on being healthy are Cal Ripken Jr. out there. They're guys who tend to miss time.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.